Jack Simmons, sophomore, just a young sophomore from Prairie du Chien. Now he's looking for a pin there. I believe that's him on top. Yeah, looking for a pin there as he's getting near fall. That's going to put him in good shape here with some near fall to go as Sumia is trying to roll him over, but Simmons just sits out, lifts the head. Good headlock here, and there's the pin for him in 3-4-40-4-17. That's a good way to end his day. That gets him to the medal round for the Blackhawks of Prairie du Chien. And as Bill said, we are down to the last three matches, it looks like. Mat 1, Mat 5, and 6. Actually, just 6 now. Mat 5 is done.
I think we, why don't we go ahead and start our recap? Because these matches don't really pertain to our listeners in southwestern Wisconsin. And we need to close this out and head on out.
There you go.
We haven't had lunch yet.
No.
Well, Kirk's on his way. Let's just do quickly, David, why don't I do Division 1 and 3.
I don't have much of anything on Division 2, recalling the matches.
Okay, I'll do 1 and 2, and you can do 3. How's that?
I don't know that I got anything on 3. I have all of Division 1.
Why don't you do 1, and I'll do 2 and 3, just as far as local wrestlers go. And 106 pounds, we don't have anybody left. Brock Needham of Holman and David Billhorn of Milton were the last men standing, and they did not wrestle in the previous round, so they're done. 106 in Division 2, it was a win for Colton Foss of Gale Etchetrempolo, Melrose Mindoro. He will place at 106 in Division 2. Meanwhile, in Division 3, falling by the wayside is sophomore Parker Milsner, the lone wrestler here from Cashton. He falls 5-2 to Parker Owens of Holman, and the season comes to a close for Parker Milsner of Cashton.
All right, Division 1, 113. Locally out of Reedsburg area, Tranter Curtin, he is finished as he was defeated by a score of 5-3.
In Division 2 from the area, Nick Ersland of Wisconsin Dells at 113 pounds is a 4-2 winner over Drew Ryder of Bloomer Colfax. Ersland will place here at state, as will sophomore Lucas Orloff of Pecatonica Argyle, who in Division 3 was an 11-2 winner over Jackson Bogaz of Bonduel.
Division 1, 120, we have no local wrestlers in our area that are wrestling.
In Division 2 at 120, Drake Gazda of Mauston Nisida had an exciting win, a pin in a minute 39 over Blake Endres of Sugar River. The junior saw his tournament come to a close. Gazda, a senior, will wrestle again and will place here at state. Division 3 at 120, Jaden Geyer of Westby was defeated by major decision and saw his tournament come to a close.
In Division 1, 126, Cade Arberg of Oregon gets the pin, 3 minutes and 52 seconds as he defeats Emmett Becker of Slinger. Meanwhile, Turner Campbell of Holman will be wrestling tonight in the semifinals.
In the consolation bracket at 126 in Division 2, Sawyer Ostrom of Nakusa Assumption Fort Edwards saw his tournament come to a close, a one-point loss to Talon Berg of Osceola. And in Division 3, Alexander Radovich of New Lisbon saw a 9-4 lead evaporate, and he lost by fall. The senior saw his career at New Lisbon on the mat come to a close at the hands of Isaiah Sanchez of Chioxin.
Division 1, 132 pounds sees Evan Fahey of Oregon. His tournament has come to an end as he is defeated by Avi Femmerite by a score of 8-1.
132 Division 2 saw Drake Ingham of Prairie du Chien posed a 3-0 win over Dylan Weigel of Belmont Platteville. Weigel is ousted from the tournament. Ingham will place for Prairie du Chien. And in Division 3 at 132, a win for Gunnar Wopat of Royal Waniwak Center over Cardi Burdishaw of Wyawega Freeman.
No wrestlers at 138 Division 1 in the wrestlebacks. I would mention that Preston Cradiville of Holman and Tyson Keats of Milton will both be wrestling tonight in the semifinals.
Consolation bracket, 138 Division II saw Mason Mao of Sugar River post a 4-3 win over Brecken Brzezinski of Stanley Boyd. Nobody from the area involved in wrestleback action in Division III.
In Division I, 144, wrestleback sees Cameron Finch of Toma gets the victory 6-0 as he defeats Ben Lauer of Waukesha North.
Two area wrestlers saw victories in 144. First Division II, Drew Hurd of Prairie du Chien, 4-3 win over Andres Sanchez of Winterberg, Burton, Burnhamwood. Hurd season continues. He'll place here at state, as will Zach Moline, a junior from Aquinas, who scored a 34-second pin over Joe Beavers of Eustisburg.
Division 1, 150, sees Sam Vanton of Middleton get the win by a score of 11-6 as he defeats Carter Hensel of West Bend East.
Nobody from our listening area involved in wrestleback activity at 150 in Division 2. However, Division 3 saw a 5-0 win for Tyson Imhoff, Iowa Grand Highland. He will place here at state after posting a win over Mitchell McGee of Glenwood City.
Division 1, 157, we have no local wrestlers, but I believe the only wrestler from Madison area is Capanelli from Madison West. He will be in the semifinals tonight.
157 Division 2 saw Bryce Lenzendorf of Prairie du Chien ousted from the tournament. He falls to Stephen Kielpakowski of Denmark, 9-7. And in Division 3 at 157, Ithaca Weston's lone combatant here at state, junior Nolan Waldner, saw his season end 10-2 at the hands of Troy Duelman of Cornell Gilman, Lake Holcomb.
165 pounds, Division 1. Jackson Hughes of Onalaska Luther gets the win, 5-10 in 2 minutes and 50 seconds, as he defeats Bryce Conwent of Waterford.
165 Division 2, Maddox Doble of Darlington Blackhawk is the winner, 13-3 over Riker Swenson of Sugar River. Swenson, a junior, saw his season come to a close. Consolation bracket, Doble will play. So Division 3 at 165, Seth Greeno of DeSoto, another junior, saw his season end up a 4-0 loss to Carter McDaniel of Wyawika Fremont.
Division 1, 175, fifth-seeded Brayton Owen from Baraboo. His season has come to an end as he is defeated by Hayden Chitwin from McGuanago by a score of 5-4.
The top seed at 175 in Division 2 is Mason Lane, who lost his quarterfinal earlier today, bounced back with a 5-3 victory over Lucas Gajot of Luck Frederick Grant Siren. Lane will place here at state, as will Riverdale senior Riley Wanick, who posted an impressive 5-4 win over Isaiah Nowak of Pullman. Wanick will place here at state.
All right, 190 pounds, Division 1. Reed Fultz moves on as he gets a 10-2 decision over Harry Portolotti from Whitefish Bay.
In Division 2 at 190 pounds, we can tell you that I need to check my scorebook.
What's that?
The 190 Division 2. If you could help me with that, that'd be fantastic.
Which one?
Loshaw and Chris, either one of them.
Chris, 3-2.
Okay.
And Shenenbeck, 7-2.
All right. So Ross Christ of Darlington Blackhawk, who lost his quarterfinal earlier today, bounced back with a 3-2 win. He will place here at state. Other Carson Loshaw of Sugar River will not. The senior sees his season end with a 7-2 loss to Trace Shanebeck of Luxembourg Castle. In Division 3 at 190, Sam Schwengel of Parkview Albany bounced back from a loss earlier in the day. He scored a 6-1 win, and his tournament continues. He will place here for the co-op Parkview Albany.
And Division 1, 215 pounds, Jackson Johnson from Sun Prairie East West is the winner by pin, 217, and he will continue wrestling for a medal.
215 pounds of Division 2, Pete Perkins of Richland Center lost earlier in the day to a defending state champion, bounced back with a 17-5 major decision over Joseph Voles of Campbell Sports. Perkins, in control from the start, will place at state for the second time. He'll wrestle again tomorrow morning to determine whether or not he goes to the third-place match or the fifth-place spot. In Division Three at 215, Wesley Egan of Parkview Albany scored a 10, and his tournament will continue tomorrow for Parkview Albany.
And finally, at Division One, 285, we have no local wrestlers wrestling anymore.
In Division Two, you heard it just moments ago, a pin for sophomore Jack Simmons of Prairie du Chien. He scores a pin in his consolation round match. His tournament will continue in tomorrow morning's sessions. Well, we're all set, David Werman, for tonight's semifinals.
Yeah, always good matches, as I mentioned earlier. They get exciting. The place starts to fill up here, being a Friday night now, and should be a good time.
We'll continue with the eight-mat format tonight. Semifinals in Division One, semifinals in Division Two, semifinals in Division Three, and semifinals in the girls' tournament. Two mats devoted to each division and just one round of wrestling. It's only semifinals tonight. It'll be an early evening, and we certainly look forward to the state semifinals. We've talked about it for years. They're almost even more exciting than the championship.
Yes.
And tomorrow morning, if you're planning on what's happening at state tomorrow, activity begins at 10 o'clock. Division One consolation semifinals. Division Two consolation, well, same setup. Two
yep.
mats for each division tomorrow morning for the consolation semifinals. And again, that determines who wrestles for third and who wrestles for fifth in each of the three boys' divisions and in the girls' state tournament. Championship matches tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, all four divisions. Two mats, again, devoted to each one. David, thanks for joining us today. I want to thank Troy Clary, co-head coach for the Ithaca Weston Co-op, coming up here and sharing with us. Congratulations to him and to Nolan Waldner for making it to state, winning a match here, and learning what it takes to win down here. He'll come back and do it again next year and hopefully bring a host of his teammates.
Good experience for him.
Yep, thanks to Kirk Layer as well. David, any final comments before we are ushered out of here by the ushers?
No, let's go find something to eat.
Sounds good to me. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. We'll be bringing you as much as we can tonight from the semifinals. I know we have basketball to deal with as well. I look forward to hearing how things go with the Ithaca Bulldogs girls this evening as their tournament continues, their tournament run. Thanks for joining us this afternoon from Madison. The 81st annual state wrestling tournament semifinals are tonight. Third annual tournament for the girls. For David Werman and Kirk Layer, I'm Bill Twining. This has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports.
A cold low of 15 expected overnight. North to northeast winds at 3 to 8 miles per hour. Your weekend forecast, Saturday a high of 39 and partly cloudy with a south to southwest wind 8 to 17. For Saturday night, a low of 30 and warmer on Sunday with a high of 50. 58 Monday and 62 with some record warmth and rain showers possible.
Can't you see? You and me, we're all just dreaming. You can take what's mine most anytime. Sticks and stones may break my bones. inside of me. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but you can't tell me nothing that'll hurt. Dust to dust, we're all just pushing dirt. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but you can't.
Hey there, Lucas Nelson. I am Bo Henriksen. You're listening to WRCO. Back with you now for a while after a little bit of the state wrestling coverage. Always a great job by those guys up there, and we'll hear more from them later on. We're 39 degrees, our high being 41 today. And again, heading into tonight, lows down to possibly 15. Here's Joey and Rory.
Planning our day around the TV set, paying our bills and staying out of debt. That's important to me. That's important to me. Opening the windows and letting in air, holding hands when we're saying a prayer. That's important to me. Yeah, that's important to me. Having somebody to share my life, loving my husband and being a wife, and the very best mother I can be. That's important to me. Family, a home cooked meal, that's important to me. That's important to me. Planting the garden and watching it grow, keeping it country on the radio, that's important to me. Yeah, that's important to me. There, that's important to me. That's important to me. Yeah, that's important to me. That's important to me.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Scott Industries is hiring for manufacturing positions in Muscadet, Wisconsin. Machine operators start at $15 per hour. You may earn $20 per hour or more through incentives. All night shifts receive a $2 per hour night bonus. Work at modern state-of-the-art facilities. Excellent profit sharing plan, medical and life insurance, paid holidays and vacations. Apply at Scott Industries in Muscadet. Call 739-3171 for an appointment to fill out an application.
This is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
What would you do with an entire extra day? This year is leap year. I bet you forgot we had an extra day this year. This is Jamie at JJ Walsh Jewelers, and we know what we're doing with an extra day. We're having an amazing event. We're having a make an offer sale. That's right. You find an item you like, and you tell us what you think a reasonable price is that you'd like to pay. Don't offer if you don't want to buy it, though. We want serious shoppers only to take advantage of this crazy offer. Also, if your offer is silly, we will counteroffer. All sales final. Thursday, February 29th only. JJ Walsh Jewelers, Downtown Richland Center.
100.9 WRCO.
I gotta have it, gotta see if this works. from above to watch over me. He wears his love just like a halo. If he's not an angel, what else could he be? He wouldn't say he's anything special. Yet sure, that's how all those angels are. But when he comes around, miracles happen. I felt the first one when he touched my heart.
I'm Michelle Franzen. The U.S. imposing additional sanctions against Russia in response to the death of Alexei Navalny and 2 years marking Russia's war in Ukraine. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby asked if 2 years of previous sanctions have impacted Russia.
We know that it's had an effect. I mean, my goodness, Mr. Putin's reaching out to Iran now for potentially close-range ballistic missiles, and he's been reaching out to North Korea for artillery shells and for ballistic missiles as well.
Ukraine's Air Force commander confirming that Ukraine shot down a Russian reconnaissance plane over the Sea of Azov today. The former FBI informant, already charged with lying to the FBI about President Biden and his son Hunter's overseas finances, along with ties to Russian intelligence, has been rearrested. He's due in court Monday. And last-minute campaigning in South Carolina ahead of tomorrow's GOP primary, former President Trump holds a wide lead against rival Nikki Haley. This is ABC News.
What would you do with an entire extra day? This year is leap year. I bet you forgot we had an extra day this year. This is Jamie at JJ Walsh Jewelers, and we know what we're doing with an extra day. We're having an amazing event. We're having a make an offer sale. That's right, you find an item you like, and you tell us what you think a reasonable price is that you'd like to pay. Don't offer if you don't want to buy it, though. We want serious shoppers only to take advantage of this crazy offer. Also, if your offer is silly, we will counteroffer. All sales final, Thursday, February 29th only. JJ Walsh Jewelers, Downtown Richland Center.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee.
The Packers' defense will have a different look with the hiring of Jeff Hafley, who will be the new defensive coordinator. Coach Matt LaFleur was asked about that yesterday.
I want us to be fast and physical and attack the ball, and we will be a little bit more vision-based on the back end, and that's a great opportunity to be able to go out there and generate takeaways.
The Bucs will be back into action tonight when they play at Minnesota. That is a 9 o'clock start time for that game tonight. Hear it on WRCE FM 107.7 at AM 1450. The same spot to catch Brewer baseball tomorrow, our first game of the season for spring games. It gets underway at 2 o'clock. And former Badgers assistant basketball coach Howard Moore and his family are to be honored March 2nd before the home game against Illinois. Moore's wife and daughter died from injuries suffered in a head-on crash Memorial Day weekend 2019. Moore suffered serious burns and then had a heart attack as well. He reportedly spent more than a year in long-term rehab before finally making it home December of 2021. I'm Phil Nee with an update courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Pine Valley Community Village, a 24-hour skilled nursing facility providing inpatient and outpatient rehabilitation therapy. Make it your choice for senior living. Richland Mobile Mart, open daily, offering deli fresh pizzas, kitchen fresh sandwiches, cookies, donuts, automatic and self-serve car wash, and 24-hour mobile fuel. And Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories.
Tonight, we'll be looking at temperatures down to around 15, northeast winds 5 to 10, scattered snow showers ending in the early evening, the chance of them, clearing skies. Saturday, partly cloudy, highs of around 40, southwest winds 8 to 17. Saturday night, lows of 30, partly cloudy Sunday, highs of around 50. With winds out of the northwest at 3, it is a cloudy 38 degrees. We saw just a trace of flurries earlier. And the barometer is up to 29.74. Again, west wind or northwest winds at 1 to 3, it's 38 degrees.
100.9 WRCO.
Swear that you're staying single, next thing you know. You meet a girl at a bar, and next thing you know, you get her laughing, it's 2 a.m. You're telling your buddies, 3 months in, and she ain't moving in, but next thing you know, there's a U-Haul trailer, next thing you know. Your old apartment, it's y'all's new place. There goes the carpet, but the deer head stays. Next thing you know, you're saving money like never before, just spend it all at a jewelry store. Getting down on one knee on her mama's porch, just pray she don't say no. Next thing you know, your best man gives a half-drunk speech, and your sunburn on a honeymoon beach, and your left hand's getting used to that ring. And there the next 2 or 3 years go. Next thing you know, weren't really trying, next thing you know. There's a test on the counter, next thing you know. She's standing there crying, nodding her head yes. You're half excited, half scared to death. Cause next thing you know, you're wearing scrubs and a funny white hat, and a doctor saying how you doing there, dad. And nobody's ever called you that, and you take the drive home slow. Next thing you know, it's first steps, first dates, first car. It's 11:01, wondering where they are. You're saying that a USC's too far. It's amazing how fast 17 years go. Next thing you know, next thing you know, ever been, with a lot of years of remember wins, and still some down the road. Cause next thing you know, you got a yard full of your kids' kids, and you take them to church, teach them to fish, and you tell them stories every chance you get about how fast this life down here can go. Next thing you know,
sunny day living beachside, baby. Getting ready for the bonfire, putting on that beach attire. Red bikini she is wearing, if and die we are living. Summer night feels just right, sipping light, holding her tight. Gonna be one of those times, wish it didn't fly on by. Gonna hit it up, live it up, give it all. Light it up, keep it up, have a ball. Ride this seaside wave until it falls. Is it summer? Not a bummer, there ain't nothing funner being a summer lover. Nothing better than a starry eyes, matching the sky tonight. Mix up a drink of her and you like, be the hottest drink you ever did try. Boy, she is a sight, loving up on me in this beachside breeze. Gonna hit it up, live it up, give it all. Light it up, keep it up, have a ball. Ride this seaside wave until it falls. Is it summer? Not a bummer, there ain't nothing funner being a summer lover. Seaside wave until it falls. Gonna hit it up, live it up, give it all. Light it up, keep it up, have a ball. Ride this seaside wave until it falls. Is it summer? Not a bummer, there ain't nothing funner being a summer lover. Me crazy.
Grew up on a tightrope. Learned to smile even when I was falling down. Daddy had a hard hand and mama always had hope.
start work down on the river today. And for Joe and me, it's some pretty good pay. Now I was counting on him to be at the dock by 10. A week's pay says he's still at home, 'cause the boy's in his own time zone. I'm awaiting on Joe. Oh, what do you know? Time flies fast and he is slower than I.
Such a
before I met you. Don't act surprised when you see me, like you didn't have a clue that I'd be here tonight, wearing those jeans you like. Been coming here for a long time.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all. But not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. You can bring your kids to work with you. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cohasson Terminal off Highway 14 behind Center Lodge.
This is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry with the added bonus of live bands. But that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib buffet that's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Save the date for the fourth Wednesday of the month for the Lobster Feast. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
BL Signs LLC is a full-service sign design and signage construction company located near Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications. The goal at BL Signs is to provide all customers with high-quality custom signage, competitive pricing, and on-time delivery. From electronic message centers to interior door signs, they do it all. Whether you are a small business, large business, or anything in between, they will help you with all of your signage needs. BL Signs, 647-0149.
The weather is so unpredictable, but you can count on Town & Country TV & Appliance in Richland Center. Shop the Winter Price Meltdown and save store-wide on Maytag, Whirlpool, and KitchenAid home appliances. They deliver and install in Richland Center and surrounding communities. Visit them at 2490 Highway 14 next to Goodwill, 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, or visit them online at townandcountryrc.com. That's townandcountryrc.com.
What would you do with an entire extra day? This year is leap year. I bet you forgot we had an extra day this year. This is Jamie at JJ Walsh Jewelers, and we know what we're doing with an extra day. We're having an amazing event. We're having a make an offer sale. That's right. You find an item you like, and you tell us what you think a reasonable price is that you'd like to pay. Don't offer if you don't want to buy it, though. We want serious shoppers only to take advantage of this crazy offer. Also, if your offer is silly, we will counteroffer. All sales final, Thursday, February 29th only. JJ Walsh Jewelers, Downtown Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9.
Starting to feel like a vinyl they don't spin no more. I guess old school's out cause she just walked out my door. Like her taillights fading as she drove away. Like the blue in my jeans that's starting to fade. As sure as the big rock spins, I guess the best man don't always win. I'm a PBR, he's cheap champagne. I'm a 90s truck, he's a limousine. And I'm a back road drive on an old two-lane. He's a fancy place where they park valet. I hope she ain't sorry later. Nowadays way overrated. I ought to be her man, but damn, I got outdated. Everything that glitters like gold don't hold its shine. No, I'ma keep getting better with time. He's in his prime. You know an old dog don't learn new tricks. I'm tried and true, he's an easy fix. By the time she changes her mind, she better hope I ain't changed mine. I'm a PBR, he's cheap champagne. I'm a 90s truck, he's a limousine. And I'm a back road drive on an old two-lane. He's a fancy place where they park valet. I hope she ain't sorry later. Nowadays way overrated. I ought to be her man, but damn, I got outdated, yeah. But damn, I just got outdated, yeah. But damn, I know it might sound a little jaded, and she might think that she upgraded, but she just traded a slow dance for a runaway ricochet romance. I'm a PBR, he's cheap champagne. I'm a 90s truck, he's a limousine. And I'm a back road drive on an old two-lane. He's a fancy place where they park valet. I hope she ain't sorry later. Nowadays way overrated. I ought to be her man, but damn, I got outdated, yeah. But damn, I can't say I hate it, no. But damn, I got outdated.
We don't like to go out shopping, We don't care what's on sale. We just want to sit with a bag full of chips watching the NFL. When you come over at halftime and say, does this dress fit too tight? We just look you in the eye with a big fat lie and say, looks just right. Well, that's the truth about men. Yeah, that's the truth about us. We like to hunt and golf on our days off. Scratch, spit, and cuss. And no matter what line we hand you, when we come dragging in, we ain't wrong, we ain't sorry, and it's probably gonna happen again. Hate watching Steel Magnolias. We like Rambo and Die Hard 4.
Jump up and down like fools when we see the new tool
at the Home Depot store.
We don't really want to take you to dinner
at some